T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Today is Tuesday, March 14th. I'm Bill Ryan. Here's what's trending on Q104. Financial experts are telling us not to panic after two banks failed over the past 3 days. President Biden said customers who had accounts with the two banks should have access to their money this week. The government is stepping in to avoid a national run on other banks. And because of all of this, it's expected that the Federal Reserve will not raise interest rates this week to avoid any further instability. Cleanup continues after the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, and now residents are being warned of potential scammers. The governor's office had to release a statement yesterday warning the residents of East Palestine about individuals going door to door and impersonating personnel from the CDC or from the train company Norfolk Southern. It's not specific on exactly what the scam is, but it's terrible if there are those trying to take advantage of the people of East Palestine. Free agency is going on right now in the NFL. Yesterday was day one, and it appears that the Browns made a splash on the first day by signing defensive tackle Dalvin Tomlinson. This is according to NFL insider Ian Rappaport. Tomlinson gets a 4-year deal after spending the last 2 years with the Vikings. The Cavs are still in Charlotte. They beat the Hornets on Sunday night, and the rematch is tonight at 7 p.m. Got some slick roads this morning. Lake effect snow still in the area. It's cold today in the low 30s. 26 right now in downtown Cleveland. That's what's trending on Q104. Hollywood Dirt Sheet with Morgan. Let's do that right now.
Khloe Kardashian showed her son's face in a birthday message to Tristan Thompson for the first time. So Tristan Thompson celebrated his 32nd birthday yesterday, and first in line with the message for her ex was Khloe Kardashian.
What?
Yeah, accompanying the note was a picture of Tristan with the kids, including, notably, the first public glimpse of their new baby son. We still don't know the name. Khloe wrote, "Happy birthday at Real Tristan 13. You are truly the best father, brother, and uncle." She also wrote in the caption, "My birthday wish for you is that you can continue to crave change, healing, and transformation."
She has got to be the most forgiving person in the world.
Yeah, truly. Truly. Sources say that TJ Holmes is planning to propose to Amy Robach. According to sources, former GMA host TJ Holmes and Amy Robach are set to turn their workplace affair into a legitimate, long-lasting relationship, complete with a ring and legal documentation. These sources claim the couple have been discussing marriage for months as they seek to regain their professional footing. A ring has reportedly already been purchased, and a proposal from Holmes is in the not-too-distant future. And just announced yesterday, TLC and Shaggy are teaming up with En Vogue and Sean Kingston for the Y2K Summer Tour. TLC and Shaggy are hitting the road together, and they're bringing some friends along. En Vogue and Sean Kingston are coming for the Hot Summer Nights Tour. And yes, they are coming to Cleveland. They will be at Blossom Wednesday, June 21st, and your chance to win tickets with us is this morning just after 8 a.m. Here's what we can watch on TV tonight. It's the Women Tell All on ABC with The Bachelor. All of your FBIs are on CBS. Night Court is on NBC. The Voice, same place, and The Real Housewives of New Jersey on Bravo. Anything else you need, Hollywood and more, up at Q104.com. Get it there and always on the free Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.